Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of the world. May I remember his feet at every moment. After leaving his home in Ekachakragram, noble-hearted Lord Nityananda visited Gaya, Benares, Prayag, Mathura, Dwarka, and the ashram of Naranarayan Rishi. He went to Lord Buddha's home and to the home of Lord Vyasadev. He visited Ranganath, Setubandhu, and the Malaya Hills. Then the Lord went to Anantapur. Lord Nityananda fearlessly wandered in the jungles. He visited the Gomati, the Gandaki, the Sarayu, the Kaveri rivers. He visited Ayodhya, Dantakaranya. He visited Trimala, Venkatanat, Saptagodavari, Maheshstan, and Kanyakanagari. He visited Reva, Maheshmati, Malatirtha, and Haridwar, where the Ganga descended to this world in ancient times. And after seeing all these holy places, Lord Nityananda returned to Mathura. No one has the power to understand Lord Nityananda. And no one could understand that he is the origin of Lord Anantadev. When he saw the place in Mathura where he was born in ancient times as Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda roared with pleasure, and he happily played and rolled in the dust of Vrindavan as if he was a child. No one could understand his exalted nature. Other than tasting the nectar of topics about Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda did not eat. On some days, he would drink a little milk if it was offered unasked. During that time, when Lord Nityananda was in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip. Always chanting the holy names of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was filled with bliss. But yet, because he could not see Lord Nityananda, he nevertheless remained unhappy. And until he heard the news that Lord Chaitanya had begun his Sankirtan movement, Lord Nityananda waited in Vrindavan. And as soon as he heard that Lord Chaitanya had begun the Sankirtan movement, he left Vrindavan immediately and he went to Navadvip. And there in Navadvip, Nityananda stayed in the home of Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya was a great devotee of the Lord, and he gazed at Lord Nityananda, who had appeared effulgent as the sun. Lord Nityananda wore the garments of an avaduta. His body was tall. He was always very grave and very deep. The holy name of Lord Krishna stayed on the tongue of Lord Nityananda day and night. Moment after moment, he would roar with bliss. He was wild. His charming face defeated millions of moons in his beauty. His lips were graceful. His face was handsome. His smile was the life of the world. The splendor of his teeth defeated pearls. His glistening eyes were large and red. His long arms reached to his knees, and his chest was broad. He walked with his soft and graceful feet. He spoke very kind words to everyone. When the people heard the words from his mouth, the bonds of their karma were at once destroyed. When Lord Nityananda came to the towns of Nadia, all the people exclaimed, "Jai, Jai, 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 Haribo." Who has the power to properly glorify Lord Nityananda, who personally broke Lord Chaitanya's sannyas danda? Even a merchant or a lowly person or a fool who chants Lord Nityananda's name gains the ability to purify the entire world. Jai Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Nityai ki jai. Nandanacharya happily offered hospitality to Lord Nityananda. And whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvipa will attain the great wealth of spiritual love. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu learned of Nityananda's arrival, he experienced unlimited happiness in his heart. And speaking to the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya revealed what was soon going to happen. But no one could understand his words. Mahaprabhu said, "Oh my brothers, in 2 or 3 days, a great person will arrive." On that very day of Lord Nityananda's arrival, Lord Chaitanya first worshipped Lord Vishnu and then he hurried to meet the Vaishnavas. The Lord told everyone, "Last night, I saw a great wonder in a dream. Last night in my dream, I saw that a chariot that was the best in the world, with a palm tree flag, stopped before my door. On that chariot, I saw a very tall person. On his shoulder, he carried a gada, a club. He was not peaceful. His left hand held a water pot, and he wore blue garments. A blue turban decorated on his head, and his left ear had a colorful earring. I think that this person was Lord Balaram." Then I heard him speak. This person said, "Is this Nimai Pandit's home? Is this the home of Nimai Pandit? Is this where Nimai Pandit lives?" He repeated this 10 or 20 times. He wore the dress of an avaduta, and he was very powerful. I never before saw anyone as powerful as he. I looked at him very respectfully, and I asked him, "Oh great personality, who are you?" He smiled, and he said to me, "We are brothers. Tomorrow, you and I will meet." And hearing his words, Mahaprabhu said, I became very happy. I felt that he and I were the same person.